Well, as you know, we're making a short march through the shorter catechism. And this evening we're at question and answer 8 and 9. Question 8 and 9, and you can find that on page 968 in the back of your hymnal, 968. Question and answer 8 and 9. Question 8, how does God execute His decrees? God executes His decrees in the works of creation and providence. What is the work of creation? The work of creation is God making all things of nothing by the word of His power in the space of 6 days, and all very good. Well, we've made a bit of a transition in our study of the Catechism, and it might be helpful to sort of understand the Catechism's trajectory. What we've learned so far about God has to do with who He is and what He's like. So we've been taught a bit about God's essence and His attributes. We've also been reminded that there's one true God who eternally exists in three distinct persons. And then last week we looked at God's decree, that is God's plan. And if you'll allow me to simplify those lessons, they're all speaking about who God is. And now question and answer 8 of the Catechism begins to tell us what God does. So there's the transition from who God is to what God does. God has a decree. God has a plan that exists in the eternal counsel of God. And that works itself out in what He creates and then how He governs what He creates. Or to use the wonderfully helpful language of the Catechism, in the works of creation and providence. And then the Catechism introduces us to the doctrine of creation. And it actually tells us five amazing things about our Creator God. First, is that God has made all things, with the emphasis being all things. That means God's the only being or the only part of reality that isn't made. And you use some of the older language, He's the unmade maker. He's the uncreated creator or the unmoved mover. And the fact that God has made all things means He's preeminent over all things. Second, and this builds powerfully on the first point, He made all things out of nothing. And we typically use the language of ex nihilo, out of nothing. Again, this is something God alone can do. You and I have creative impulses because we're created in the image of God, but we don't and can't actually create anything. We can only manipulate the raw resources that are at our disposal. If I'm building a table in my workshop, I don't start by saying, "Let there be maple," and there's maple. "Let there be table saw," and there's table saw. And then finally, "Let there be table," and there's table. No, I can't do that because I can't create out of nothing. I can only use and fashion the things that are already made. God alone creates out of nothing. Ex nihilo. Third, God creates out of nothing by the word of His power. When God says, "Let there be," then there is. That's the power of God's creative word. Fourth, God made all things in the space of 6 days. Obviously, you and I know there are multiple theories within the Christian community that have to do with the length of days. But let me just say, the overwhelming testimony of Scripture is clear. There are 6 ordinary days. And let me say this. when Christians take something that's so clear and they obfuscate or confuse what ought not to be confusing for a believer, they end up undermining the integrity of Scripture, period. And fifth, when God surveyed His handiwork, He declared it to be very good. In fact, a God who's all-powerful and the overflowing fountain of good could only create a good creation. Now, you might be thinking, but what about the fall? We're going to get there, but that's not where Reformed theology begins. Reformed theology begins with a creation that is good. Now, let me just mention two texts to sort of tie all this together. The first is Revelation 4:11, where the Apostle John writes, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." And Hebrews 11:3, which makes the doctrine of creation a matter of faith. It says, "By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible." That is, by God's word, the creation came into being ex nihilo, out of nothing. And let me emphasize that last point. Hebrews makes creation ex nihilo a matter of faith. Well, that's our catechism lesson for this evening. Let's continue praising God, standing to sing number 250.